Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about death and how we want to approach death as something we respect, but not something we fear. This week I want to talk about knowing who you are and knowing what you're going through. So I've said for the past couple weeks that I've been dealing with the death of my mother, and I mentioned last week that she had just recently died. And I would say in general, I've sort of felt kind of, I wouldn't say unaffected by it, that would be completely inappropriate, but like, I felt like I've managed it pretty well. I feel like I've gone through sort of periods of being sad, but then I've sort of gone through periods of kind of understanding that this is part of life and that you kind of have to address it and put it behind you and all those sort of things. And so, you know, I did my podcast last week, felt like it went pretty well, was looking forward, you know, sort of to my week and what my week would hold. And was feeling fairly positive. I mean, it was, you know, again, sad that we were going through this as a family and as an individual. But overall, I felt like I was handling it pretty well. So then Monday comes and I wake up. And one thing you have to understand about me is when I worked in the government, there were plenty of days that I hated going to work. Would just think of any possible way to not be at the prison that day. And I wouldn't say I was alone in that. I think the government is notorious for people not wanting to work. And I think I just was one of those people. But I will say that generally in private practice, I don't really have that sort of response. I've been in private practice full time now for about 5 years. And I would say very, very rarely do I ever wake up and just not want to go to work, not want to go to the office. I mean, it happens occasionally, but honestly, truthfully, it really just doesn't. There are some times that there might be things I'd rather do, like, oh, I'd like to do some yard work today because it's nice and it hasn't been nice for a while, or things like that. But generally, I don't wake up and go, oh my God, I don't want to go to work today. Or oh my God, I don't want to go to private practice today. I just typically don't have that kind of response. But Monday morning comes and I kind of wake up and I'm kind of not feeling work too much. Just feeling kind of tired, kind of feeling kind of worn down, thinking, oh, maybe I'm not going to go, right? I don't think much too much about it. I end up going to work, but I don't think too much about it. And then Tuesday comes, and I'm still feeling kind of tired. I'm feeling kind of run down a little bit. But again, I don't think much about it. I kind of go to work, sort of just start doing my life. Wednesday, I wake up, and I start feeling again like I'm sort of walking in mud. Like everything's just heavy. Like my arms feel heavy. My legs feel heavy. It feels like everything just takes a little more energy to sort of do things than it normally would have or it even should have. And so again, this kind of goes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then kind of Wednesday evening or Thursday sometime, it suddenly dawns on me that maybe this isn't just me being a little tired because I did yard work over the weekend, or maybe this isn't just sort of me having a little bit of fatigue because I didn't sleep well the night before. Maybe I'm actually dealing with a little bit of depression. Not a full-blown, like, you know, lock myself in my bedroom and start slitting my wrists sort of depression. Not that kind of thing. But sort of a low-grade, just kind of feeling down overall type of depression. Which, if you think about it, if you think about the fact that my mother passed away a week ago and that, you know, all the plans and everything that goes into dealing with somebody that has just died, I don't think depression, you know, coming out of grief or having grief that leads to depression would be the craziest thing in the world. In fact, I would imagine for a lot of people going through grief, especially when you're grieving the loss of one of your parents, that probably is very likely that you could have a little taste of depression or a little spat of depression or even just a little period of depression. It doesn't have to be sort of this full-blown, like, months-long thing, because I would say I don't think I'm in a full-blown, months-long bout of depression, not by a long shot. But I would say that, like, last week, I started feeling the effects of something that I didn't think was bothering me that much. Because I wouldn't say, you know, that I was unaffected by my mother's passing, not by a long shot, but I also wouldn't say I was devastated by it. She had had a stroke a couple weeks before, so we sort of saw this on the horizon, at least in sort of recently. I would say, you know, 2 months ago, we didn't see this coming, but recently, we've sort of had time to prepare ourselves. And so I'd say, you know, it wasn't the most devastating thing in the world to me, but it definitely had an impact. I think where I went wrong was that I just didn't think it should have had as much of an impact as it did. I didn't think it should have impacted me as much. And so as a result of that, as I'm feeling down, as I'm feeling run down, as I'm feeling what I would term, you know, mildly depressed, it never really dawned on me that the reason why this was happening was because of what I was going through. Why? Because I didn't think that what I was going through should lead to those kinds of symptoms. I didn't think that me having my mom pass away should lead to me being depressed 3 days later, 4 days later. But to me, this is really important. And it's important for a couple of reasons. The first is because I think people tend to underestimate how they're going to respond to different situations. Not always. Sometimes people know that, like, you know, this thing I'm getting ready to go through is going to be really hard and it's going to impact me. But I would say probably not most people. I'd say most of us sort of approach our life as though we can handle anything that's thrown our direction. We might not like it. We might not want to handle everything that is thrown our direction. But I think most of us feel like we can handle things that come our direction. And I think most of us feel like we have to handle everything that comes our direction, right? You don't get to just sort of tap out on life and say, I don't want to deal with grief or I don't want to deal with this. Well, we have to deal with it. And so I think a lot of people just approach life as something they can deal with. The problem with that is just because I can deal with something doesn't mean I'm dealing with it well. Or just because I'm able to move through something doesn't mean I move through it unscathed. I think I sort of approach this with, you know, look, I'm a psychologist. I've dealt with grief plenty of times. I've dealt with other people dealing with grief plenty of times. You know, it's sad. I understand it's sad. And I'll just sort of deal with my sadness and move on. And I think a lot of people kind of try to take the same approach. The problem is we don't always cooperate with our own plans. And so on the one hand, you know, I think people tend to overestimate their ability to handle things and they underestimate how much things will influence them. Also, on the other hand, is I think people tend to see the response they're looking for. And so if people feel like they're handling something well, they tend to assume they're doing it well. The problem for me comes into this, is that a lot of times I think that even though we plan to handle something a certain way, or even though we think we're going to address something a certain way, it doesn't mean it always works out that way. I had every intention of waking up Monday morning and just living my week the way I had lived my week the week before. I wasn't going to allow this to sort of drag me down or cause any major problems because to me, like I said last week, it's a part of life and it's sort of just something you deal with. The problem is I wasn't cooperating with myself. I didn't want to feel down, but I was. I didn't want to feel mildly depressed, but I was. And I think one of the things that we have to be aware of as we move through life is one, how we want to deal with things, how we want to approach life, and then be able to monitor how we're actually doing it. Because my intention was to just plow right through this thing and kind of go on about life, not as though nothing had happened, but as though my sort of life trajectory had been unaltered. That sort of that this thing that happened was kind of peripheral and it wouldn't sort of impact me directly. As my week went on, I started realizing that wasn't what was happening. But I think that's important because I think when we understand what's actually happening with us, then I think we can actually respond to what's occurring. So long as I'm expecting myself to handle something a certain way, and I'm walking through life going, I don't know why I feel so tired. I don't know why I feel so tired. I mean, like, you know, I don't know why I'm down. Everything's going well, right? As long as I'm doing that, I think it creates more confusion. I think it, because then I think what happens is I start spending my time trying to figure out what's going on with me rather than accepting what's going on with me and figuring out how to fix it. Because figuring out what's going on with me is the first part of the problem. Figuring out how to fix it is the most important part of the problem, right? And so if I get stuck in the first part and I'm going, oh man, I just don't know why I'm so tired. Oh man, I just don't know why I can't stay focused. Oh man, I don't know why I seem so down this week. Then I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out, quote unquote, why I'm so down. When the most obvious answer is right in front of my face. The reason why I'm down is because I'm going through the grief process. The reason why I don't feel energetic is because I'm probably a little depressed about what we're going through. Again, I don't think this is something we have to be afraid of or ashamed of, but I think the more accurately and quickly we're able to identify what we're going through, the more accurately and quickly we're able to address the actual problem and fix it and then get back to where we want to be. And ultimately, that's what we want. We can't control what happens to us. I can't wave a wand and make nobody die in my life, right? I can't wave a wand and get rid of all the hardships I experience in my life. It just doesn't work that way. We can't control the things that happen to us. But we want to be able to control the way we respond. We want to be able to monitor the way we respond to situations, decide if we're doing it the way we want to, and make adjustments accordingly. That's what we want. That's how we get through the hardships of life. That's how we get through grief. That's how we get through the loss of relationships, by being able to take stock of what's happening and make adjustments to allow us to be our best selves, even as we're going through a hard time. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice in Swickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.